There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Sophie here.
I'm Melissa.
And welcome to our new podcast,
Wednesdays We Drink Wine.
Hey guys, we're currently opening a lovely bottle of wine. No hesitation, there's no need to wait, is there?
No hesitation. I'm actually gasping for a drink.
So am I. Ow, you know what? What day is it today? Thursday.
And yeah, it's bank holiday.
Oh, there we go.
Melissa, when I came out this morning at White City, it was 12 o'clock. It was full. And I go to Jamie, what is it? Bank holiday? Everyone was having drinks.
Oh my God, how lovely.
Also, I've been really good since Georgie's wedding. I've literally had one glass of champagne.
I've been drinking every single day.
Yeah, but you're a freak and it's like in your blood. I
think it's because I'm now so used to it. So I've been going out drinking quite a lot, just being quite social in general.
All right. And then my
well, you have to keep yourself busy, but also my parents have been here and every dinner it's like
quality wine,
drinks
though.
From 6 p.m. No. My mum actually got severely hungover and I think she was like she couldn't drink on the last day.
She's
very unlike her. But she's been cutting down on wine and just having like lovely vodka and tonics instead. She's like, it's just a bit cleaner.
Yeah.
For the day. So when we were having a lot of wine, suddenly her body was probably like, ah, the sugar or something.
That's what happens to me when I drink wine. That's why I can't have it.
Yeah.
Do we think I'm going to get a rash today? Who bloody knows?
No, you won't. Take an antihistamine. Take Fexofenadine. Oh, it's fine.
Right, okay. I'm just going to give...
Also, guys, we have some new... We're sitting on new chairs. Ooh.
I know. One's got a little spiky number over here and it's spiking into my arm.
It's also...
I love this.
This is not going to be a permanent fixture.
No, we're rejudging.
We're rejudging and we're just testing the waters with the colour scheme. Cheers.
Cheers. Ding. I'm giving a huge shout out to you. This is Mirabeau. Mirabeau?
I say Mirabeau.
Mirabeau. And we are actually going to have this rosé at our wedding.
Oh, spoiler alert.
This brand. Not sure Jamie will love me saying that, but so I just thought we'd test it out.
God, yeah, we're outing more and more and more secrets.
Oh, it smells very floral and lovely. Am I going to do my tasting?
This is lovely. This is lovely wine. Guys, it's warm. Sophie bought it warm. You could have at least bought some ice.
I tried. Sorry, Jamie's. Hopefully, Jamie. We're swilling it around.
No. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to drink the whole thing and you're going to drink it all with me.
Why are you going to drink the whole thing?
Because we deserve it and it's Thursday and it's the bank holiday.
Why are you going to drink the whole thing? Do you need Dutch courage?
Yeah.
For what?
I'm going for a drink with a boy.
Can I get a hoorah?
Oh, God.
So, is this your first
She's
drink?
Back. She's back out in full force.
The bitch is back.
The bitch? Whoa. Oh, she's going to break some hearts, guys. That's the aim for this
question. Is this your first date?
What do you mean?
Is this your first date since
with this
the breakup?
Person, yes.
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay, so let's... can we...
Okay, guys.
Do we go back
We can't just... I can't keep lying and covering it all up, so we've got to just be honest. We're going in for the kill.
So you're going to tell
them
now?
It's been a couple of dates with somebody else. He's very sweet.
Do you want to explain what happened? Because I just think it's so sweet and very apt to the Wednesdays.
Okay,
yeah,
it is. Okay, fine. So I went on a lovely date with him with some other people. It was really good fun. Whatever, we had a good time. Then I saw him, and I must have said that I love, that I have a wine podcast, maybe, and that I love organic stuff. And so the second time he bought me this really sweet bottle of organic orange wine.
Little did we know every orange wine we drank on this program, on this podcast, we've absolutely hated.
Yeah, we have, and I did tell him that. He was like, oh, I thought it was cool bringing orange wine, thought we'd try it. I was like, okay.
Or does he talk like that?
And I don't know. I can't
Did you like the orange wine?
I did, but I think I was already really quite hammered by the
did
time we got to
Did you prefer that
it.
Orange wine to like normal wine?
It was much nicer than the orange wine that we had. the orange drink that we had was like,
or were you just enjoying the company?
Oh my God, we can't give away too many details. Anyway, quite sweet. I think he went into a wine shop and was like, can I have some organic wine?
No, that is very sweet and orange as well. Quite trendy.
Yeah, he was like, thought it looked quite cool.
But you drank the whole thing.
Yeah, we did.
So what would we rate that date?
We can't rate the date. That's so outrageous. Rate the date out of 10.
I'm going to rate it like an 8 for the effort of getting you an organic.
A for effort for the, yeah, for him.
Yeah. Okay, and then tonight's with a different guy.
Yeah, I feel quite weird. Like, now I'm, like, outing the whole thing. So, like, now the other one's going to... Oh, well.
Oh, sorry.
She's a heartbreaker.
This is, like, a family over here. We have to share.
Yeah, you guys don't tell anyone.
Yeah, no one listen. Okay, we'll go back to that. But we've got some topical conversations that we need to speak
to. Some real fun stuff going on in the world.
Yeah. Right. Kim and Pete, how the hell have we not addressed this?
I thought they were going to be in it for the long run, but I guess like the age gap is like pretty crazy and like, she's got so many kids. I heard the reasoning was because he was ready to like settle down, have children with her, and she was kind of like, look, I've done that. Like, not the vibe.
See, I heard the reasoning was that she has 4 kids or however many kids she's got, and just like, and he was like flying to New York or flying to like wherever, and she was like, I just can't keep up. Like, I'm a mom at the end of the day. So there's loads of reasons floating about. I just liked it because I felt like he was making Kim more
fun.
Open with us. Like, I felt like I knew her more.
I know.
Okay, also.
Yeah, what else has been going on in the world?
So obviously the J-Lo wedding dress.
How do we feel about it?
Well, it's big. It's a statement.
But it's not a traditional vibe. You know what I mean?
Well, it's white.
It's white, but the ruffles and the high neck, like it's...
it's almost like more modest. It's very Latina.
Yeah, it is very Latina.
And she's Latina, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think she looks amazing. It's really not me, but it's so J-Lo. I look at it and I'm like so hurt.
What a beautiful photo. She looks so happy.
Oh, I just actually, I'm such a fan of it now.
And she wrote something in her newsletter. Do you want to read it out?
Okay, you ready for this, Melissa? Don't cry.
I know, I might cry.
Love is a great thing, maybe the best of things, and worth waiting for. How sweet.
I felt like she was writing to me when she wrote that.
Maybe we should put that as your screensaver.
Oh, no.
I'm joking, guys.
That is the purest thing, because obviously they broke up and got back together all those years later.
There you go.
Oh my God, please don't tell me that's going to happen to me. That was like 2 decades they waited.
I thought you were saying that was like 2 decades ago with you. I was like, what boyfriend are you talking about now?
I think they did, or maybe it was a decade. I think it was like 10 years.
I always think things like this, like I know it's so lovely, but it does just scare me. Like just imagine, I mean, so thankful that Jamie doesn't have like a really significant ex.
Mm-mm-mm.
Maybe he does. Fuck, are they going to get back together in 20 years? But do you know what I mean? It's just thinking like anyone who's had like a hugely significant ex. It's just an example.
I haven't ever had a hugely significant ex. The recent one, obviously, is significant.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah, but...
three people.
Really spilling the beans over here on this podcast, aren't we?
This is honestly just like a therapy session about Melissa's love life, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm being very, very open. I don't know if I should be being this open, but I'm just doing it. Oops.
And also, guys, the dress was designed by Ralph Lauren, which I... I'm shocked at because I don't think it looks Ralph Lauren.
She's not a Ralph Lauren kind of gal either, I don't think. No. Which doesn't strike me as that. But then she did have 3 different wedding dresses, like 3 different looks throughout the night, all Ralph Lauren. Quite cool.
And Ben was also in Ralph Lauren. He is a Ralph Lauren boy in my eyes.
He is such a classic Ralph Lauren boy. I can imagine him just at home with a teddy jumper on at Christmas.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And after the ceremony, the family and friends were also wearing white. And so like when they were together for the food and drinks.
I think that's lovely.
I love that. See, I would love to. I wanted you bridesmaids to be in white with me.
I would have loved that. But then it is taking the attention away. But then a lot of people do the whole white wedding thing, which is lovely as well.
I think I might maybe do the first night. Sorry, really. This is not the podcast.
Your whole bridal party being in white.
Oh my God, how lovely. She was like, I was going to say the whole party. She's like, no, just the
bride.
Just
the bridal party so everyone can differentiate. Yes, we are the bridesmaids. Nobody come near us.
Okay. So we've got listener emails for you guys, which are actually becoming my favourite. Do you want to read out the first one?
Okay. Just listening to your latest podcast, and a girl mentioned about being torn between a nice guy and the ex who gave her butterflies. I recently saw a video that mentioned those butterflies can actually be anxiety in your body telling you it's a bad decision and protecting you. So perhaps something for people to think about, as those butterflies might not be a good sign. Butterflies are the best feeling in the world. What on earth are you on about?
Right, okay. I spoke to this lady called Joanne. She's like a healer, all into like energies. She like clears your consciousness. She told me that, you know, when you feel anxious, it's actually sometimes it can literally be either way, and you have to learn to become so in tune with your gut. Because essentially, when you love someone or you're whatever, the feeling is the same. It's like an anxious feeling in your stomach. Yeah, yeah. But someone like you, Melissa, who literally doesn't get anxiety, you'll just be like, sick, this is the best feeling ever. Whereas someone like me, who's a panicker, I'll be like, it's wrong. So you've just got to learn at differentiating it. Like Jamie went into a house the other day. We're looking to our house, and he was like, I've got anxiety. And I was like, I think it's perfect. But I'm almost thinking that it's so nice that he's excited.
He's trying to find, he's excited.
And
he's
the anxiety he thinks is
interesting. Okay, so guys, sorry. When you're first dating someone, when you're in the honeymoon period, the first couple months or whatever, if you don't have butterflies, I think that in itself is a red flag, because you're not excited. There's nothing happening.
Same. I mean, it's different. It's
don't
hard.
Be bored.
Also, like, if you don't fancy someone, you're not going to be anxious about texting them. Like, you're just going to be like, see ya.
Yeah. There'll be not a feeling or a care there in the world.
Well, if you're getting, like, you should just have butterflies everywhere. Like, ooh.
I did read that love is a form of anxiety.
No.
It is. It's so much emotion that those butterflies are technically a form of anxiety. But it's like... Freaking boiling in here. I didn't get make it to my sauna today, but I've gone.
Right. So, please have some more glass wine.
Anyway,
you've got a date.
Okay,
tonight.
No, listen to me. My outlook on this, I understand what you mean. If you feel really anxious around somebody and they're making you feel shit about yourself, that's another thing. But if you're feeling excited and like anxious and like, ooh, that's a good thing.
I think butterflies are excited. I think anxiousness, you're just feeling like, it's just not right. And that's just your energies are not aligning.
Yeah. Or you're arguing a lot and it's toxic and it stresses you out. Different thing.
Or you're just icked out by them. Because honestly, I have had it when I'm icked out someone and they made me feel a bit anxious.
Yeah, because you were like, how do I escape this? Yeah.
Okay, guys. Dilemma one. Big bridesmaid dilemma. I got engaged last year, and when we did, I was so excited. I asked all my 7 girlfriends to be bridesmaids. The issue is that 3 of them I haven't actually been friends with for that long. Mm-hmm. And as the wedding grows nearer, it's showing and I don't feel that close to them at all.
Oh, no. Oh. I feel like this is probably quite a common problem.
Yeah. Every now and again, they make comments how excited they are for the wedding. But other than that, they never mention it or ask how things are going. I have 4 amazing bridesmaids who I love dearly and are all lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have to just suck it up and keep the 3 that I've realized I'm not that close with, or risk losing them altogether and destroying our current girl group dynamic. Oh. I'm really sad that I rushed into choosing my bridesmaid, and that such a special day in my life is going to be shared with people who don't seem to really care.
Oh my God, no, this is awful.
I have seen people recently have huge bridal parties, so I don't know if I'm overthinking it. Is it old fashioned now to just have 1 or 2? Are people having bigger bridal parties and widening the pool now? I have my hen do coming up soon, so I hope they'll be okay. And maybe if they make a fuss, then it'll make me feel better about the big day. Mate, just tell
them. Don't worry about it.
Just say you don't want them to be bridesmaids.
No, I you know what? I honestly think that you're overthinking it. You chose them for a reason. They're in your girl group. And you know what? There's only so much a bridesmaid can do. That's like making a fuss. Like, I don't feel like I ask you every time I see you. Like, how's the wedding planning going?
Oh, I'd literally be like, I'm going to shoot you if you do.
Every time I ask her, she's like, it's all done. Like, she says nothing left to do. She's like, got to try a couple of cakes.
Haven't even sent save the date, guys.
She hasn't. She's honestly very relaxed about this wedding.
I just don't. And I think it's like...
You're taking coping my energy.
Yeah, I know. It's like a coping
future
mechanism.
Future Melissa will worry about that problem.
Future Sophie is dealing with this wedding. That is in 7 months, may I say.
Wowza.
Right. My advice to this is, I personally think if you're still friends with them and they have good energy and, you know, it's going to...
You love them.
Obviously, they're really good dynamic with your other bridesmaids.
Exactly.
That's key. You're going to have a lovely bridal. Keep them. It'll be great.
Them.
But absolutely, there is no shame in having like 1 or 2 bridesmaids. Loads of Jamie's friends haven't even had bridesmaids, and that's...
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you need them at all.
No. It's just a fun, like, and everything's changing so much. I mean, your friend Georgie had Jamie as the, like, maid of honour, right? So, like,
yeah, man of honour.
There's so many, like, different ways of doing it now. There's no rules to, like, the weddings. And I think if I was you, I would keep them. It sounds like your girl group dynamic is fun and you're overthinking, like, oh my God, they're not, I'm just not that close to them. I haven't known them for that long. They're not being overly supportive like the other ones are, and you're comparing your friends. I wouldn't worry about it. I feel like you pick them for a reason, and you sound like you have fun with them. Like, they're not upsetting you or being mean. I think you just enjoy it.
Exactly. And as it comes closer to the wedding, I mean, technically a bridesmaid really doesn't have anything to do other than what you tell them. We have to give you jobs, essentially. It's the maid of honour who's really got the job.
That's what I was thinking. You haven't told me to do a thing.
Well, you don't have to do anything other than walk down the aisle and not look prettier than me, which is impossible.
Shut up.
I'm going to like, take all your makeup.
That is just such a stupid thing for you to say, and it's so untrue.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Dilemma tea, go on.
Hi Sophie and Melissa, I have a dilemma. I've been binging your podcast after the last few weeks after I watched the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show. I'm guessing that was you and Jamie on it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love you guys. Makes me feel a little less alone when I'm at home doing housework. Sweetness. My dilemma. My best friend and I have been friends for nearly 10 years. I love her so much and she's amazing. She's a bit of a relationship bunny. She hops from one relationship to the next. I feel like I know people like this, do you? Her and her now ex split up after being with each other for just under a year. She caught him doing drugs and decided to break it off, which I'm glad she did, as that is not a great situation to be in. Ever since the breakup, she's been very nasty to all her friends, using them for money, and expects me to pay her to come and visit me.
Sorry.
What? Sorry. Money is not an issue to me, but I feel this is not right to be paying for a friendship. She's not my social prostitute, and I'm not her pimp.
Lol.
I don't know what to do. I've been quite quiet with her since this happened and have tried to bring it up, and she just shuts down the conversation. To add, she is the type of girl who will say, I have a sore head. And she says, I've got a sore tummy, I've got a broken foot, I've not ate in 3 days, etc., etc. Okay, so maybe like a little bit of a pessimist or something.
No, like negative if Nancy. I go, I feel a bit ill, we're both like that. If I'm like, I feel ill, you're like, oh, I feel ill too, I've got a sore head.
And then we just go, oh, glass of wine then. She constantly deflects the conversation to her. She never asks how I am doing, and it's all about her. She's been sleeping with different guys and telling her ex she won't speak or do anything with anyone else. She wants to work on the relationship, but separately, so he can get help, .. But she refuses to tell him what she's actually doing. I don't agree. I find this quite disrespectful and demoralizing. Me and my partner are friends with them both, but don't want to invite her ex around in case she finds out and goes a bit wild. God, this is getting very complicated. Mm. I don't want to lose her as a friend, but I feel I might have to, as it's such an awkward position to be in, and she expects money from me to come to visit. I live in a very small town, and she's only 5 miles away from me, .. Girls, I need your help. If you read this out, thanks, Sophie and Melissa, as I know it's long for you guys.
It sounds to me like you don't really enjoy this girl's company.
And you're hanging on to the friendship because it's been for a long time.
I think I would distance myself from this.
Me too.
I don't think this
I think distance yourself from the boy as well. He sounds like bad news. Like, the whole situation just sounds a bit toxic.
Yeah, but like, maybe if he's got a drug problem, like, you've got to be a friend and help him. Yeah, you can't be like, oh, see ya.
I know it sounds, this might be me digging way too much into it, but for her to suddenly break up with someone because they've got a drug problem, and then for her to suddenly be asking you for money for her fare, the whole thing's not quite adding up.
Why is she asking?
Is she suddenly needing money for a bus fare when she lives 5 miles away off a bit of fuel, what, £5 for the petrol for her car?
I'm just so confused. When she asks you for the money, are you not like, is everything okay? Or has this been a continuous thing in your friendship?
Yeah.
Because I just don't know. Like, I know that's normal. And if a friend said to me, can I borrow some money and whatever, like, that's not an issue.
Yeah, I know, but imagine doing it every time. That just becomes like the norm in our relationship ever since my breakup. I'm like,
I'd be like, yeah, I'd have to ask you what's wrong.
You'd be like, why do you need money to come see me? I'll come and see you. Are you having money issues, or is it just because you just can't be bothered to come see me? Like, what is it? It's just strange.
Firstly, I would do that. I'd be like, should I come see you then?
Yeah.
And then secondly,
I would ask her about that. Be like, what's going on with this money thing? Like, what's going on with the whole, you know, you need to borrow some money for me to come and visit you when we live so close to each other. What's that about for a start? Secondly, maybe I would also say, look, you know, I love you, but you're being quite negative all the time. And you keep talking about that your headache or your tummy ache. And every time we talk about something that's going on in my life, you spin it back on like you having a health problem, isn't a real health problem. She's got a bit of a headache. She's hungover or whatever.
Also, I would be, it's tricky to say, but I would be like, why are you lying? Oh God, I mean, you just sound like a naggy mom, don't you? I get the position you're in. I personally, unless she's really adding something to your life and you have had a really, you know, you've got a really deep bond, I know it, I just think life's too short, and this sounds a bit like she's just a bit of a negative person to have in your life.
Some
I'm sorry.
Just bring you down a bit like that.
Like,
right?
I don't like the fact that she's like lying to the boy and then sleeping with other guys, and then it all sounds very toxic and complicated.
It's getting complicated and toxic, and you're not liking it, and neither is your partner by the sounds of it.
Yeah, you don't always have to be best friends with everyone, but you also don't have to cut everyone out. You can just distance yourself.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. It's not your responsibility.
She's not. And just because you've been friends with her for so long, it doesn't mean that you have to cling on to the friendship. If it doesn't sound like she's adding anything positive to you, I'm going to be honest, and your friends really should bring you up, unless they're going through a breakup, which I know she is, because I probably brought you down a lot.
No, not at all.
But you know what I mean? Like, someone's not going to be positive and like,
you've got to
great
stick
to be
them.
Around the whole time. But like, there comes a point where someone has to be like, okay, well, I need my mate back now. Like, I get that you're going through a breakup and stuff, but like, this is all getting a bit much.
So our advice is to distance yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dilemma 3. Hi, Sophie and Melissa. Love your friendship and also the advice you give on the pod.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you.
I have a dilemma, but would like to keep it anonymous, please. About 5 months ago, a vibrator that my boyfriend was bought for me went missing.
Oh.
I always had kept it in my bedside locker and thought it was so strange, but put it out of my head and moved on. About 2 weeks ago, my phone charger broke, so I went to borrow my housemate's. No,
uh-oh.
I'm about to be sick. My phone charger broke, so I went to borrow my housemates. We have lived together for 4 years, so thought this would be normal. And the first thing that I saw in her drawer is my vibrator. No. No. No.
The housemate stole her vibrator.
No.
Ew, no. No.
No. I was initially in shock and then just felt so, so upset that she would take something so personal. Surely you're revolted in
no,
that.
No, no, no. You know, you can actually catch an STI from sharing a sex
toy. I'm fucking hoping she'd like put it in the dishwasher, but even so, like, that is so rank.
This has upset me. That's going to shake me for the whole week.
Really rank. Sorry, no, I'm not about that. Get your own. I have closer friends that I would speak to about sex, etc., but I really have had these conversations with her and it's not something that she knew that I had.
Oh, the plot thickens.
One of her other friends moved in with us about a year ago, and since then she had time and time again made me feel really left out, not inviting me to parties in our house, etc. But her reason was that she thought I just wanted to spend time with my boyfriend, even though I would say I'm a very well-rounded person. After chatting through with a couple of my closest friends, I decided to confront it and asked her why she had it. She initially acted like she didn't know what I was talking about and then said she had found it under her bed and threw it in her drawer without thinking about it. Sure. She continued to deny that she took it. She also has told the other girls in the house that I asked her not to tell them what our argument was about. I have given my notice that I am only staying for another month and have been completely avoiding the house and staying with either my boyfriend or my family. I have a group of close core friends removed from her. So I'm wondering, should I try to put it behind to keep peace or just remove her from my life completely? Appreciate the advice. Sorry, I couldn't ever look at a friend who had been using my vibrator. Did she take it to be malicious?
I know. Well, I thought this was leading in the direction of like the boyfriend had obviously been shagging the housemate and was using the vibrator on her, and that was why I was in the room. That's where I thought that story was leading.
I thought she just stole it out of her room.
Now, obviously, that's not the case, but my mind just goes to really dark places sometimes. Okay, so.
Also, which is darker? I think.
Well, like, the whole thing's really.
Wait, but why? Or, but then I think, is she so jealous that she's spending so much time with the boyfriend she wanted to take the vibrator away because she didn't want that sex to be so good? I'm just coming up with so many questions.
Okay, for a start,
why? No.
Yes, remove her as a friend, because no matter what the fuck is going on, that's so
personal.
Weird. Imagine me rifling through your drawer,
no.
Nicking your vibrator.
Not being funny, but I wouldn't even touch anyone else's vibrator.
Oh my god, I wouldn't even go through someone else's drawer to begin with, let alone touching their sex toy, then going, oh yeah, I'm gonna have that for myself, looks lovely.
No, it's really
keeping
wild.
Keeping it also for such a long time, like,
with
why
no
not,
shame.
Why not just, okay, fine, I let's just remove how gross the whole thing is. Why not use it once
and put it back
and then get yourself one?
I just don't understand. There are so many icks and questions. Like, it's just wrong on so many levels.
I don't think we're ever going to understand the reasoning behind this.
I don't think you're ever going to be able to look and have a normal conversation.
No, we're going to have to shut this away in a little box, throw it into the ocean, and just remove her as a friend and pretend like it never happened.
The damage is done.
The damage has been done. Thank God you didn't get the vibrator back and start using it. You know, if it's icky of her, but nothing icky for you has happened there.
Question. Why wouldn't she just be like, mate, that's my vibrator, like, we have the same brand? I would no way ever admit that. Like,
oh my god, that's such a clever lie. But what, like, are you talking about? I've got my own fucking vibrator. I've got it from Cult Beauty. There's genuinely a vibrator on Cult Beauty called the Billion.
Melissa knows her stuff, guys.
Oh my god, no, it came in on the section of new in, and it's absolutely
huge,
and it's called the Billionaire, and it's like, I think it's like neon pink or something. And I was like, crikey.
Right. Say she's got the Billionaire, like, why wouldn't she just be like, no, I bought my own.
It's the Billionaire. Like, I know exactly that one. That's the best one.
Like, why would she be like, yeah, sorry, I found it under my bed. What?
Oh, and then just chucked
been,
it in
like,
the drawer.
Doing it under her bed. No.
Oh my god, no, the whole thing's just fucking bizarre.
No, it's an ick from me. It's a no from me. It's a bad, bad vibe from me. No, thank you.
I'm also just going down the route in my brain of like, maybe she fancies you. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just there's no possible logical explanation for any of the events that have occurred.
No,
do you know what I mean?
On, like, every level.
Every single avenue I go down, I'm like, oh, surely not, surely not, surely not. But there's just no explanation that's logical.
It's just really grossed me out.
I know,
really...
it makes me feel a bit sick. That's going to shake me for the whole week now.
But just what? What's she been doing with it?
Oh, my shiny.
Why was she picking that up? Why was she in the
also,
drawer?
Also, then I think it's so fucked that she then went and told the rest of the housemates, like, oh, by the way, she told me not to tell you. She told me that she didn't want anyone to know what the argument was about, but, like, awkward, like, found her vibrator and I put it in. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, stop spinning it around on me. You nicked my vibrator.
But also, if I was her housemates, I'd be like, mate, why did you pick it up under your floor and put it in your drawer? I'd be like,
no,
excuse me, Melissa, your fucking vibrator's under my bed. Can you get it out, please? No shame on vibrators, but just, I'm not touching anyone else's.
Yeah, it's just so fucked.
No.
Right, so our advice is cut this.
Cut the ties.
Cut this woman out of your life.
Single diaries, girl.
Okay. I guess it's like this is like the whole fun vibe of like something new, right? But then also, I've also had this annoying medium tell me some really like annoying stuff that's like put me in a bad headspace of like dating new people, which is very frustrating. But we're ignoring the medium. This medium has also been scarily accurate with dates and timings and...
an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, just spooky stuff. I don't know. It makes me feel a bit weird, but he also did freak me out and said that I was going to get married by the time I'm 27. I was like...
What?
Yeah.
Why? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
When is that?
New information.
2 years.
Well, I'm 26 in December. I'm like,
oh, thank God. We'll
maybe
be on
slightly
the same,
panicked.
That means we'll be having babies
at
the same time.
No, I'm going to be married when I'm 27.
Great. So next year.
Do you think this is true?
Can't wait. Then we're going at the same pace at life. I love this
I
for
would
us.
Love that for us too, but I just
love this. Babies
it
at the same time.
Husband-y.
Tick, tick, medium. You're in my good books. Guys, it's funny that you should talk about a psychic because somebody actually wrote into us and asked us what we thought about psychics. Mm. I've seen many psychics in my life.
They've all been pretty accurate.
One was freakishly accurate to my sister, like said things that nobody would know. One, I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys what they said. What am I talking about? But yes, accurate.
They're accurate. Okay, well, if mine's accurate, then that's lovely. But
I'm seeing this guy on Tuesday.
Yeah,
on Monday,
you'll sit.
So I'll debrief with you guys.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
telling you what he said. So do we have an outfit for tonight? What's your thing?
But it's raining today, guys.
No, it's sun's shining now. Shame.
Okay, well, I'm going to maybe wear jeans. I think it'd be quite cold later.
Do you know if you're going for dinner or is it just drinks?
No idea. I think just drinks.
She's very aloof and very chilled. But I think it's always best to just go for drinks on a first date because you don't
want to have that.
And also, like, you never end up eating loads because you're just nervous, right?
Also, I think when you're drinking quite a lot, you fill up a lot on liquid, which is just something that I have to be careful of because I can't get too drunk.
Yeah, you're good at holding your alcohol.
I don't know why.
It's wine. Anything else sends you west.
But I'm never like psycho when I'm really drunk.
No, you close your eyes. That's what
you
do.
Yeah, I just get a bit sneezy.
You just like half, those eyes just shut halfway and that's it. You look like you're half asleep. But very sweet, never psycho. Apart from that one time at the boxing.
Oh my God.
That's the story.
Raffles boxing a couple of years ago. I lost my mind. What was that about?
An ex. And we left.
Oh my God, I remember it's all coming back to me. Wow. Yeah.
Blast from past.
That was, God, that was a good sense.
Is there any more that you can give us? Melissa goes, I've got dinner tonight. She's like, so what are you doing afterwards? I was like, probably going home to bed. She's like, can I not come around?
I need to debrief with you.
I don't think you'll be finished by as early as you think you will be. They always drag on these dates.
They always drag on.
I always check her on Find My Friends. I'm like, where's she now?
There was a week where I was doing some speaky things. The location was off.
I was like, Jamie.
So he's like, something's going on, Melissa.
I know exactly what happened. I was like, this
she
and this
knew
is
what
happening.
I was getting up
her
to.
Location's off. Not had a word from her. I know exactly what she's doing. I was like, I'll leave her to it.
Yeah.
Okay, bride or bridezilla, save the dates are coming out this weekend. I've got all my emails to send them. Jamie's got big, fat, stonking zero.
Nothing. Oh my God, what the fuck?
I know. And also, you know the Hindu. Mm-hmm. This is a real
maybe
DL.
You should save
maybe
that
I'll
for
save
Amelie.
It I'll save it for another week. Okay guys, rate the wine 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, obviously it's the wedding wine. Are you gonna get it unpersonalized or anything like that? No, do they put like Sophie and Jamie in a bottle?
Maybe I should.
Is that a thing? Am
yeah,
I making that up? Quite sweet.
Quite sweet, really lovely idea.
Lovely. All right, cheers.
Cheers.
Love you guys.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.